This program is brought to you by Emory University.
So this is from the introduction, which we call The Wide World of Psychomythology. Opposites attract. Spare the rod, spoil the child. Familiarity breeds contempt. There's safety in numbers. You've probably heard these four proverbs many times before. Moreover, like our rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, you probably hold them to be self-evident. Our teachers and parents have assured us that these sayings are correct, and our intuitions and life experiences confirm their wisdom. Yet psychological research demonstrates that all four proverbs, as people commonly understand them, are mostly or entirely wrong. Opposites don't attract in romantic relationships. To the contrary, we tend to be most attracted to people who are similar to us in our personalities, attitudes, and values. Sparing the rod doesn't necessarily spoil children. Moreover, physical punishment often fails to produce positive effects on children's behavior. Familiarity usually breeds comfort, not contempt. We usually prefer things we've seen many times to things that are novel. Finally, there's typically danger rather than safety in numbers. We're more likely to be rescued in an emergency if only one bystander, rather than a large group of bystanders, is watching. You've almost certainly learned a host of other so-called facts from the popular psychology industry. This industry encompasses a sprawling network of sources of everyday information about human behavior, including TV shows, radio call-in programs, Hollywood movies, self-help books, newsstand magazines, newspaper tabloids, internet sites, and so on. For example, the popular psychology industry tells us that we use only 10% of our brain power. Our memories work like videotapes or tape recorders. When we're angry, it's better to express that anger directly rather than hold it in. Most sexually abused children grow up to become abusers themselves. People with schizophrenia have split personalities. People tend to act strangely during full moons. Yet, as we'll learn in this book, all six so-called facts are actually fictions. Although the popular psychology industry can be an invaluable resource for information about human behavior, it contains at least as much misinformation as information. In this book, we term this vast body of misinformation psychomythology because it consists of misconceptions, urban legends, and old wives' tales regarding psychology. Surprisingly, few popular books devote more than a handful of pages to debunking or addressing psychomythology. Nor do more than a handful of popular sources provide readers with the scientific thinking skills or tools necessary to distinguish factual from fictional claims in pop psychology. As a consequence, many people, even students who graduate from college with majors in psychology, know a fair amount about what's true regarding human behavior, but not much about what's false.
The preceding program is copyrighted by Emory University. Please visit us at emory.edu.